This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Loop. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number two, coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of waste carrier ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. Mainstream media likes to hide gun owners. Very rarely, you know, the characterization of what makes a modern American gun owner is sort of skewed. This isn't an accident any more than it is an accident that some news reporters look like fashion models. What do gun owners look like, and why does it matter? Part of the progressive playbook is to make us look or to appear inconsequential and not worth defending. To do that, gun owners in the United States would have to be seen as different than the general public. Democrat politicians and the Democrat media have to make us think politicians are disarming somebody else, disarming them rather than disarming us. They have to alienate us before the politicians take our rights with their phone and their pen. We have to be first repackaged and redefined before we can be disarmed. Gun owners have to be sold as abhorrent and extremist and ugly. This is not a marketing job. Or, excuse me, this is a marketing jungle. Look at people who make a living selling things. You want to believe beautiful people, don't you? Why do you think television broadcasters are so heavy on being photogenic? Our prejudices go further than that, though. We want to believe that our enemy is both wrong and ugly so we can mistreat them without guilt. That's why the mainstream media distorts the image of the American gun owner. That's why the media invites ugly old men to defend the right of armed self-defense. Of course, they're talking about LaPierre and Pratt. And we're portrayed as angry white men. We're portrayed as elitists rather than as populists. The mainstream news deliberately ignores young women who have chosen to own and carry guns for self-defense. They ignore minorities and the poor who have chosen to own a gun and protect their family. They sell us the violence committed with a gun rather than reporting on the lives saved with a firearm. You're left with a very distorted view of the world if you only get your news glancing at the mainstream news on the magical box. Gun owners do look like us. Depending on the survey you quote, between 34% and 47% of us say we have a gun in our home. The truth lies between a third and a half. Both men and women own guns, and gun ownership weighted towards men by a ratio of 55% to 45%. That is consistent with 4 out of 10 NRA members being women. Whites are overrepresented as gun owners by 3 percentage points, and blacks are underrepresented by 1%. That survey is at odds with the activities of minorities in the National Rifle Association. Evidently, minority gun owners are slightly more likely to join the NRA and donate than white gun owners. The average NRA donor is between 40 to 45 years old. Gun owners are like everybody in the United States, and we have the same rights that everybody else has. In contrast to this, the mainstream media is remarkably uniform. You can count on one hand the number of mainstream media who own guns. When it comes to reporting on guns in society, be it violent crime or upcoming gun laws, the media is reporting on a segment of America they don't represent or understand. If they look like us, then between a third and a half of the people working in the newsroom should own a gun. They don't. And that is odd, given how much of the Democrat media champions diversity. It isn't because of a lack of material. There are scores of young, articulate, and attractive men and women who own guns and can represent gun owners. The media wants to pretend they don't exist. The Democrat media is more comfortable interviewing attractive people who agree with them. That's the real ugly part. The real ugly part. People all along the East Coast are increasingly become subjected to a low level of lawless intimidation in traffic because there's a new culture of outlaw bikers, a little separate subculture that revels in their ability to escape police and to break traffic laws with impunity. And these aren't Harleys or street bikes or touring bikes, and they're not wearing colors and aren't part of a gang. Most are unlicensed dirt bikes and ATVs. The riders have learned to break the law with impunity, especially in large, semi-organized groups. The bikes give them the ability to go where police cars or even conventional police motorcycles cannot go. And police organizations have been under pressure not to chase the lawbreakers because that might cause an accident. In a lot of ways, the police have given up on enforcing the law and have broadcast their intentions to the public. And this empowers and reinforces the attitudes of the outlaws. Remember that video in New York? There were five off-duty police officers who were present when the bikers beat a motorist who dared to defy their lawlessness and attempted to run away from this. They were pursued by hundreds of motorcyclists, and the motorists blocking off avenues of escape, eventually cornering the vehicle, dragging the driver from the SUV, and beating him senseless in front of his wife and child. One off-duty cop was convicted of felonies in the incident. In Miami, another example was organized with a new twist. A biker said, "Man, guns down, bikes up." Their bikes up, guns down is ride is meant to bring peace to areas with gun violence. Yet, at the same time, they're endangering commuters and breaking about every traffic law known to man. So how does that deliver a message of nonviolence? Many of these events have a criminal history. The events are organized near large urban centers but attract individuals from significant distances. Linking Martin Luther King Day and an anti-Second Amendment theme is a new combination. Most people in the motorcycle culture are pro-Second Amendment. This subculture differs by being more urban, more lawless, and depends on the anonymity that is produced by helmets and unlicensed dirt bikes. When the local police publicly say they will not chase the bikers except when identifiable felonies are committed, chaos is what you're going to get out of that. That's the result of all of that. Early reports showed only two significant accidents involving bikers. One biker will be released from the hospital with minor injuries after flying 50 feet from a collision. The problem is, these little bikes, they don't do very well against a car. A car is going to take them every time. We will be right back.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The Direct Action Response Kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
All right, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie, he's got a whole lot in common with Obama. Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Number to get in, 877-807-4048. Christie has stated previously that he has no problems with the Obama administration's initiative to banning Americans on terror watch lists from buying a gun, despite the fact that those people have never been convicted of any crime related to such a charge. There's a big reason why he didn't do it, or you know, why he doesn't do it. He's already signed into law a similar piece of legislation back in 2013. It's only in effect in New Jersey, but Christie showed he has no regrets over signing the bill. Now, as you probably already know, being convicted of a crime is necessary in order for your rights to be stripped, specifically, and depending on the charge, the right to vote and own firearms. Such a process is non-existent for Americans, of which there are probably around 10,000 who have their names on such lists. We don't even know who they are. So, in a meeting with the Des Moines Register, the New Jersey governor admitted that there are problems with due process relating to getting one's name off the terror watch list, let alone finding out if you've been added to it. But even knowing the lack of due process inherent within this Bush-era anti-terror policy, he said he doesn't regret signing into the law to New Jersey. And the weird part is this governor seems to know the problem. He also knows that the solution, getting your name off of the list, is not possible at present without due process. So even though this policy sets the Fifth Amendment on fire, we should adopt this nationally because we could just fix it in the interim? Really? I mean, I'd rather have a politician who wouldn't sign a bill that has such a gross constitutional violation in the first place. Even the LA Times, which is grossly anti-gun, finds the practice appalling, noting that stripping the constitutional rights based on mere suspicion is appalling. Codifying that principle into law is ghastly. Charles Cook, one of the few National Review writers I still might respect a little bit, put it this way, we're talking here, remember, about an enumerated constitutional right. In fact, we're talking about two enumerated constitutional rights, the right to due process and the right to keep and bear arms. If Chris Christie believes that the unfounded suspicions of the executive branch should trump those protections, that is his prerogative. But those voting in the upcoming primaries should think long and hard about whether they agree with him. Do you really want to put a man with his attitude in the Oval Office of the White House? I don't. We've already got one. How's it going to get better if we put another one in there? Chris Christie, he's another one of those fine ones. Have you ever been told that you have too much ammunition? I know the gun grabbers will tell you that. In a combat zone, nobody ever says that they have too much ammo. In a civil disaster, even in peacetime, nobody ever says, oh, you've got too much ammo. And I have never lived through a time where our current governing class is so deeply corrupt and so completely foolish and so dangerously unfocused on the perpetuation of its own power that it risks bringing down everything we have, not merely in the United States, but in the entire West. Because right now, if you're watching the news, you probably have some very well-founded questions about the future. And the answer to all of these today, folks, is to simply buy ammo. Buying ammo is a no-lose proposition. Sometimes brass is worth more than gold. The worst thing that happens if you buy more ammo is that you have more ammo. Plus, a lot of the consumer ammo that you can buy today is made by hardworking Americans, and many of those ammo makers are located in red states where the right to keep and bear arms is celebrated and respected. So you're helping fellow conservative Americans, which is a good thing. And you're infuriating people like that sanctimonious Second Amendment hating incompetent infesting the White House, which is also equally good. Now, buying ammo does presume that you've already fulfilled your duty as a law-abiding, able-bodied American citizen, and you have firearms for the defense of yourself and your family, your community, and your Constitution. A lot of people in the last year have decided that they to visit their local gun seller to do what they had put off for far too long and transition from the sheep to the sheepdog. A handgun and a long weapon per adult is merely the minimum. You can call that a good start. Actually, that's perfectly acceptable to me. Having 20 handguns and 20 rifles, while it is neat and nifty, if I have to head out the door, I'm not going to be carrying all of that. Now, Now, it does help if you have some to spread amongst your neighbors, and that's why having multiples do make sense. But having a black combat rifle is the only thing better than having one of those is having another one to hand to your buddy so he can give you supporting fire. Or a shotgun, because diversity is always a good thing. Don't forget training. Malpractice with a weapon is a bad thing, particularly with the foolishness of our leaders that has led to the kind of chaos where hospitals are deserted and antibiotics are hard to come by. When I was in the military, I oversaw the weapons training for a military intelligence battalion. And in a lot of cases, that was looked upon as a hassle. But that was the best part of being in the military was the weapons training. As far as if you're sitting out there and you're saying, well, what do I want to do about my common task testing? Once you've learned how to aim the Claymore, it's not nearly as much fun as when you do it the second time, but shooting is always fun. You need to learn safety. You also need to learn how to hit what you're shooting at. Don't be like the gang-banging side-shooting Nimrods in Democrat inner cities who can't hit the other scumbags they're shooting at and instead take out nice ladies who are walking home from church. Having a lot of ammo on hand facilitates that training. Many of our urban liberal friends will not understand why I insist on ensuring that we have plenty of guns and ammo. They are not coincidentally the same urban liberals who don't understand how creating economic and political chaos by screwing up the economy and coddling crooks and allowing unrestricted immigration, refusing to defeat our enemies and frittering away the rule of law, will act to undermine this wonderful island of peace and stability that we call the United States. Remember when Los Angeles was on fire during the Rodney King riots? Remember the Koreans who had plenty of guns and plenty of ammo? And how surrounded by burned out buildings, the Korean businesses stayed up? That is a valid lesson to remember. We will be right back.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you all about the newest and best way to sell your products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new site to sell your stuff online. Your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the other guys. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Go to the website now and sign up so that you can soon load all your stuff up to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to user-friendly BuySellMakeOffer.com, where the first 30 days are on us.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
All right. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Monday evening. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show brought to you in part by G-Code. Where is that spot? There it is. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the Incog. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now, as we've discussed more times than I care to previously, advocates of gun control are more and more calling for the repeal of the Second Amendment. The hurdles for achieving that goal are very clear and are blessedly high, but their desire to repeal may be overwhelming other things that gun control supporters are likely to value. While the position to take on gun rights isn't determined by a political party we identify with, if any, it is true to say that support for all gun control skews strongly towards Democrats. A recent poll done by the Pew Research Center finds that 3/4 of Americans who identify with that party are in favor of stricter gun laws. Subject of repeal wasn't addressed in this study, so support for that extremity may be softer, but repeal is on the continuum of measures for reducing the number of guns in America. With that in mind, let's consider other rights that people on the left of our political spectrum tend to value. Take abortion, as if that's a right. Some 55% of Americans support for a woman's right to terminate her pregnancy, but looking at different regions in this country shows the largest number to be in favor to be in New England, followed by the Pacific Coast. In between, the numbers are more evenly divided, and considering the majorities in Congress, the potential to ram through an amendment to ban abortion is much higher than a repeal of the Second Amendment. Or consider trends and attitudes toward free speech. We, Americans, generally believe the government has no business banning so-called hate speech, but among millennials, young adults ages 18 to 34, support for such restrictions is 40%. Now, that's problematic for them because a lot of people don't want to hire them. They don't want to hire them because they're crazy with this idea that you can't ever talk any except the way I want you to talk to me. And a lot of people don't like that. Traditionally, support for freedom to express our ideas has been a tenet of such groups, such as the ACLU and others on the left. But people who identify as Democrats may be shifting in their views on this right. But just as with guns, banning offensive statements would require a significant change to a constitutional amendment. One case of this was to be found here in South Carolina, where a representative of the state legislature, I'm trying to get on the show, Mike Pitts, introduced a bill to require journalists to pass background checks and be registered to practice the profession. This was something to make a point rather than a serious attempt at legislation. And it shows the risks of the demanding new laws without thinking through the potential consequences. This is especially the case in periods of external threats and internal turmoil. The rapid passage of the Patriot Act should serve as a warning to anyone who values privacy rights protected by the Fourth Amendment. And the years since 2001 have shown how trading away our freedoms for the promise of safety is a self-inflicted and not necessarily even a rewarding wound. We're not really getting anything out of it. That amendment is important to bear in mind when considering the second, because both refer to the right of the people. If gun control advocates insist on reading the people in the Second Amendment only in the collective sense, a reading that came to prominence in the latter half of the 20th century, it's a good question to ask them what prevents us from taking the people in the Fourth Amendment collectively. Interpreting the Fourth the same way that opponents of gun rights want to interpret the Second, you could come to the conclusion that our right to privacy is either tightly limited, not to cars, not to garages or backyards, and or perhaps even something that can only be exercised on behalf of the people as a whole, just as we're told that the gun rights are supposed to be exercised. The best defense of rights is to be found when all supporters of rights join together to protect not only ones they exercise personally, but also, you know, those that they would never imagine having use for. If we decide that one right should be removed, we show the way to opponents of other rights and hand them the tools to go after them. Now, I touched on the National Review earlier, and their attempt to destroy Donald Trump's candidacy is a big mistake. It's a big mistake. And it could possibly result in the demise of the magazine, which is a part of Bill Buckley's very noble legacy, probably uncertain, but at least possible. Attempting to destroy a candidate who, by far and for long, has been leading the race for the Republican presidential nomination is without precedent in the history of conservative journalism. It violates the fundamental precept of successful politics in electoral democracies, especially this two-party coalition-dependent system that we seem to be saddled with. Here we have a candidate who's brought massive new positive interest to the party and at the same time has the potential to take out a big slice of the opponent's pie. Most of the time you would think that's a friend. Should he be insulted and by inference his supporters? Now, what could be done is it could be figured out how to turn this potentially fleeting gift into a stable electoral advantage that benefits the party's ultimate nominee, be it the man who brought it or someone else. The Democrats understand this very clearly. And the best and brightest among Republicans, they miss it all the time. For month after month, Colonel Sanders has been out peddling an electorally poisonous brew of warmed-over Marxism and eat-the-rich revolution. And nary a nasty word has been directed at him or his deluded followers by Democratic Party leaders or their partisan journals. The Democrats understand better than Republicans the obvious that the only standard for success in electoral politics is winning. And a political party has no enemies among its supporters. A lot of people at National Review claim that Buckley and Reagan would have been horrified by the Trump candidacy. They have the right verb, but the wrong direct object. Reagan and Buckley would have been horrified, but not by Trump. They would be horrified by the political stupidity of denouncing someone who's induced millions of Americans to watch the Republican debates and hear conservative arguments who otherwise would not have, and even more significantly, someone who increasingly appears to have a real chance of bringing back to the Republican fold many hard-pressed working-class and struggling middle-class voters, large numbers that have been beyond the party's reach since the days of Reagan. Instead of trying to burn him down, they could have asked one question. Why has he happened? 4 months and counting, he's been running away with this race, and the answer should be obvious. It's his issues and his manner. On the issues, and the biggest one that's got him is illegal immigration, he's just one of the pack. And then he promised to deport illegals and build a wall, and then he jumped. He jumped. And it can't be said often enough or strongly enough, an enormous majority of regular Republican and conservative voters are deeply disturbed by the apparent decision of the political and corporate elites to radically alter the culture, the ethnic and political makeup of the country. That's a problem. We're going to finish this when we get back. When we get back, we will finish this off. This is Lock and Load.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Talking more about this attempt coming from the side that should know better. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This part of the show brought to you in part by G-Code, by the way. Their first line didn't even have a name. It was just a bunch of holsters and a bunch of ways to carry your ammo. A few thousand different methods. Then came DC-3, which was a collaboration with Travis Haley, out of which we got the NCOG. They decided to go concealed. Then they looked at Kydex and said it should move, and they created the Scorpion line. Now, with the Contact series, the collision of tactical nylon and Kydex is complete. Innovation continues. Modularity personified. This is G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Indeed. You know, one of the problems that I have with this whole going after anybody. Now, and Trump, the fact that it is Trump, there's a lot of reasons not to like Donald Trump. I don't like Donald Trump for a lot of reasons, but at the same time, I understand where this popularity is coming from. And this is something that has to be worked. If he's not the guy, it will reveal itself in time. We have voted for the wrong person before many times, many, many times. You can tell this because they lose. Mitt Romney, obviously not the right guy for the job. McCain, likewise. Dole, and the guys that we always put forward as a Republican nominee when it's their turn, always fail. Always fail. Santorum has been out there trying to, you know, Jeb Bush. These are a bunch of guys that are out there thinking it's my turn. So, there's a big majority of conservative voters who are furious at the party establishment's multiple betrayals on the issues like immigration, where you had George W. Bush's sneak attack attempted amnesty to Marco Rubio's apostasy on comprehensive immigration reform, to Jeb Bush's act of love. The leadership's illegal immigration war on its voters created a massive opportunity for a Republican candidate to be clear, tough, and believable, and the first one to recognize this idea, the first one to capitalize on this idea, was Donald Trump. He seized it. And maybe, too, he will betray us, as voters must think by now. But the others already have betrayed us. They already have. It's not a part of that, well, you know, maybe he will, maybe he won't. We know. He only underscored his seriousness on the issue when he doubled down by suggesting at least a temporary halt to Muslim immigration. In Europe, from Merkel to Cameron, and then here, Jeb Bush to Rubio, the Western establishment is trying to sell the notion that Muslim immigration to the West is benign, but a substantial and growing percentage of ordinary citizens are not buying it. And the empty cliches they're throwing our way, Islamophobe and racist and nativist, are met with the indifference that they deserve. To ordinary people here in the West, importing massive numbers of people from a culture most of us, most of whose values are completely opposite of ours, including and especially their atrocious treatment of women, who account for about 99.99% of the acts of terror worldwide and who want to transplant their 7th century culture to us rather than assimilate to ours, that influx doesn't seem like the brightest idea to most of us. And it's not just his stance on immigration that accounts for his rise. He speaks in phrases and cadences familiar to the non-Ivy League educated public, which is most everybody. That's most of America. And he's unapologetic about the patriotism, and he's unapologetic about trying to return jobs here and a desire to be president of the United States rather than of the world. All of this is welcome, and the essence of the matter, not merely to regular Republican voters. That's a welcome change. And in style, he's ingloriously indifferent to the PC rules to which the Republican establishment is cravenly addicted to. They cave to it all the time. Rules that spell out what people may think and what they may say and how they must say it. His verbal style and PC indifference, which reads as vulgar to the National Review writers, is a breath of fresh air to an American public that has, they've been having to deal with stifling restrictions on freedom of thought and public discussion. I don't know whom I would choose if I was asked to pick the Republican nominee right now. I do know that Trump's presence in the race and his startling successes thus far could provide a roadmap for whoever the Republican nominee is. For the issues, he's developed a clarity and a boldness that, you know, sets him apart. And that's what the rest of them don't get it. They don't understand that. If he's not the nominee, if the nominee adopts his forcefulness and his advocacy, it could bring back the Reagan Democrats and the others, and it could produce a substantial presidential victory this fall. Anybody, especially the National Review, who gets out there and attempts to demonize him, it's worse than foolish. It's political malpractice of the worst sort. It's a suicidal rejection of a great opportunity to expand the GOP presidential vote. Aren't we supposed to be the big tent? Aren't we supposed to be the ones that invite everybody in? Are we going to allow people to come as they are? Or do they have to? I mean, most of us don't want to be politically correct. Most of us don't care about political correctness enough to get out there and want to bow down and cave to a standard that is not our own. I certainly do not. And having any one of these, you know, websites or advocates or whatever, having any of them come out and say, talking to the populace. This is what the mainstream media did in 2014 and in 2012 and in 2010. The mainstream media came out and said the American voting electorate had a temper tantrum. They're just angry. They're just mad, as if somehow we were irrational for resisting having our lives taken over. That was an irrationality of ours that, you know, defies logic. So, as I sit back and watch this, I asked the question the other day when I was on the other radio station. Obviously, there's some people that like some of these guys that are out there. Some don't like Trump at all. Some love Trump. But everybody's always wanting the outsider. And here you have an outsider for the most part. You actually have three outsiders. You have Ben Carson, you have Carly Fiorina, and you have Trump. Trump has been a crony. He's been a crony for quite some time. He's flip-flopped on the issues more than once, but somehow or other he has connected the dots, and he's captured the fancy of a lot of people out there that were not even involved. That's a good thing. Not the flip-flopping, but bringing the people back into the process, getting people in the process creates something that cannot be distorted or stolen. Ask the Chavistas in Venezuela how that worked out. They've been trying to do it for a long time. And the other day, the opposition to the Chavistas, the Hugo Chavez loyalists, they were defeated. They were defeated soundly. They lost the majority, and then they tried to get out there and mount a legal opposition to it, and the winner, the opposition, just looked at him and said, do what you want to. We're in charge now, and we'll be moving on. Thank you. Go ahead and challenge us all you like. The election has been decided. Thank you very much. So they're sitting around right now trying to figure out how to remain relevant, which is beautiful. That's the way we should treat the liberals. We should treat them in such a way to where they're no longer relevant. Like Trump's doing with the media when he gets out there and he attacks the media. That part of it. That part of it is a great thing. Coming up next, from Pace Consulting, Paul Van Dunk, we're going to talk about something called The Knock. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.